Today, we'd like to see the title of Faithful, Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. To online with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps or princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. What does the excellent spirit mean? Question 2, in verse 4. So the governors and princes sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no charge or fault, because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Why does they want to find a fault against Daniel and give an example in the Bible? Question 3, in verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. What kinds of characters of Daniel can we see? Daniel chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, and the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel. Daniel means God is my judge. So the Hananiah, Daniel's friend, means God is gracious. Mishael, who is like God. And Azariah means God is my help. Then Daniel served as wine cup holder to the king. Here, so we can see. So Babylonian captivity happens. First captivity occurred 606 before Christ up to 597 before Christ, before the fall of Judah, the southern nation. That time, Daniel was carried away into Babylon. Second captive occurred 597 before Christ up to 586 before Christ. Then Ezekiel was carried away as a captive with other Jews. That's a second captive. The last, the third captive at that time is Judah completely was conquered by Babylon, 586 before Christ. That time, the last king, Zedekiah, also was carried away. Around 536 before Christ, Medo-Persia conquered Babylon. Medo-Persia conquered in Babylon. So the book of Daniel, you can see three total four kings come out. One is Nebuchadnezzar, that's Babylon, today Iraq country. Belshazzar, the Babylon, the last king of Babylon. Then is Darius, Medo-Persia, today Iran. So then Cyrus, Medo-Persia. So today we are covering Daniel chapter 6, Darius. Darius conquered the Babylon, so we are covering that. So Daniel here, over 80 years old, 80 years old. Verse 1, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes or higher officers to to be over the whole kingdom. So Prussia really big country. Over these three governors, the three governors take over 120 provinces over there, of whom Daniel was one. Here, Daniel is one of three governors that the princes might give account to them. So which meaning princes belonged to three governors. So three governors, Daniel was one of them. That time Daniel was over 80 years old. So that the king would suffer no loss. Then verse 3, then this Daniel but distinguished himself above the governors, which meaning Daniel is above the other two governors, which means the second position. So Daniel put the second position over the Persian people. So that causes envy, jealousy. So that's why, because an excellent spirit was in him, because he's an excellent spirit, that's why the king distinguished Daniel above the other governors. Excellent spirit, which means fullest of spirit, not just the indwelling spirit, but the spirit led life, spirit governed the life, spirit ruled the life. For example, Daniel chapter 5, verse 14. I have heard of you that the spirit of God is in you. This one is chapter 5, is the Belshazzar, Babylonian king. Babylonian king said, I have heard of you that spirit of God is in you, in Daniel. That light and understanding and excellent wisdom found in you. Because the Spirit of God is in you, so excellent wisdom is found from Daniel. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 up to 23, the fruit of a Spirit. So overflow of a Spirit fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness, which meaning constant, loyal, stable, dependable, or devoted heart, rooted from faith to God. That's faithful. So again, constant, loyal, stable, dependable, devoted heart, rooted from faith to God. So that is excellent spirit. Excellent spirit means the fullness of the spirit. The spirit ruled the life, spirit governed the life, spirit led life. Was in him, the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Whole realm meaning whole country over Middle Persia. So verse 4, so the governors and princes sought to find some charge against Daniel. Why? Envy, jealousy. Because of envy, jealousy, some charge against Daniel. Although Daniel did not commit any wrong against them, against the country either, concerning the kingdom, but they find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Again, faithful to God. For whom? For the Middle Persian country, the kingdom, for the kingdom. So the kingdom, pagan kingdom, but Daniel is faithful to God for pagan kingdom. So like in Romans chapter 13 said, is although certain country not like the believing country, so we should pray, you know, for the country too. So that God's commandment like that. Nor here, jealousy often leads to murder. That example, Jesus' crucifixion. Matthew chapter 27, verses 17 and 18. So Pontius Pilate said, "Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to the Jewish people, audiences, 'Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?' For he knew that," Pontius Pilate knew that they, the Jewish people, Jewish audiences, had handed him, Jesus, over because of envy. So they want to kill Jesus rather than Barabbas because of envy, often cause murder. Also, here, faithful required two word ministers of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. "Let a man so consider us," us meaning disciple Paul and Timothy, "as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Mysteries of God is which meaning disclose mystery, otherwise teach the word of God. You know, that's called mystery. Particular word of ministry. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. So faithfulness is a mandatory requirement for word ministers, such as apostles or pastor and teacher, evangelist, you know, like that. So then, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then this man said, "We shall not find any charge, any fault against this Daniel, unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So they are looking for the law of his God or the word of God for trial. So these governors and princes thronged before the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever, a big liar, because Darius the king, loves Daniel, but they wanted to kill Daniel, the loved one." So that's why, big lie. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and princes, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into den lion. So basically, only for 30 days, the all Persian people worship only the king, Darius, not any others, any man or any god. That kind of prohibited decree. "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing," like in a flatterer. So here, verse 8, you know, pressure and duress. So basically, they pressured the king to sign the prohibited decree. So only pray to the king alone, not any others. So for us, when we face pressure or duress, how should I do? We ask the Lord how to do it. Sign it, or no sign it, or wait. Otherwise, we might get a mistake. So certain circumstances, we just pray to the Lord. "Lord, you know, how should I do?" In heartily, in silence. Silence, and you can pray to the Lord. So God might answer right away, sign it or no. Or God doesn't answer, that time you should wait. So in that way. Here, it can't be changed so that it cannot be changed according to the law of Medes Persians. Unlike Babylon. Babylon, king's word itself is a law. But here, Persian is even king signed a law, so their law or decree cannot be changed. Verse 10,
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was a sign, the writing decree against the praying to anyone except the king for 30 days, decree against himself to pray to God. So at risk of life, he prayed to God. Here, what kind of character? Here we see Daniel is a great lover of God. He loved God greatly. He loves God more than anything else, more than his life too. At the risk of life, he prayed to God. He's a great love of God, we can see. Upon conflict between law of God and the law of man, we should obey law of God because we love God mostly. That ends the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 28, 29, Peter case here, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood, or this Jesus Christ's blood on us. But Peter and other apostles answered and said, we should obey God rather than man. So that kind of heart right here. So Daniel loved God mostly than even his life. Here, Daniel, he prayed in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem. Here is the Jerusalem westbound. Westbound is Jerusalem. So over there is Daniel prayed is the for death. So here is because Solomon's prophetic prayer, when Solomon built the temple, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 48 and 49. And when they returned to you, Solomon prayed, because after the Israel people committed sin, so they are carried away into the land of enemies. So when they returned to you, to God, with all their heart and with all their soul, in the land of their enemies. So right here, like is Middle Persia, the land. Because Middle Persia conquered the Babylon land too. So here, the land of their enemies, who led them away captive, and prayed to you, to God, toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, their land meaning Israel land, the city of Jerusalem, which you have chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause or resolve their problem. So basically Solomon prayed in prophecy. So our future generation, people committed sin and carried away by enemies, so they might pray toward Jerusalem, where the temple of God is established there. So the Lord in heaven to listen to their prayer and maintain their cause, resolving their problem. So that's why Daniel prayed to Jerusalem, where the temple of God was built in the time of Solomon. So here we see Daniel is the man of a word. The man of a word, right here. The man of a word. He knelt down on his knees three times that day. So here, the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 70. Here, Daniel prayed without ceasing. Daniel prayed without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 70. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. So Daniel prayed without ceasing. Daniel had a communication with God. You know? So here three times per day. So yeah. Here we see Daniel is the man of prayer. So three characters we can see. Daniel is great lover of God, great love of God. So then is number two, Daniel, man of word. Number three, man of prayer. So as it was his custom since early days. So that is a good custom, good habit. Then verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. So they found Daniel's violation of the prohibited decree to pray only to king, but here prayed to God, his God, means Daniel God, Jehovah God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning about the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any God or any man within 30 days, for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into den of lions? Basically, they forced the king to impose the prohibited decree. The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of Medes and Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, or does not show respect for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but make his petition 3 times a day. You know, that means pray 3 times per day to his God, to our God. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased, was upset with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored until the going down of the sun to deliver him, until sunset. So here a king searches a loophole of the decree, loophole of the decree until sunset. But he didn't find it. So then this man approached the king first again, enforced the king to perform it, that is, cast Daniel into den of lions. So know, O king, that is the law of the Medes and Persians, that no decree of statutes which the king established may be changed. Then is next, that's a popular story. Daniel was cast into den of lions. But chapter 6, verse 22 said, God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they have not hurt Daniel, because Daniel was found innocent before God. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you, Daniel said. Okay, let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 3, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. What does the excellent spirit mean? Excellent spirit meaning the fullness of a spirit. The spirit led the life, the spirit governed the life, the spirit ruled the life, controlled the life. Question 2, in verse 4, so the governors and princes sought to find some charges against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Why does they want to find fault against Daniel? Because of their envy or jealousy. And give an example, another example in the Bible, that is Jesus' crucifixion. Based upon envy, the Jewish people envy or jealousy. Yeah, Jesus was killed. Question 3, in verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went to home and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God.
as it was his custom since the early days. What kinds of characters of Daniel can you see? Here is Daniel's character. He is greatest love of God. Greatest love of God. So he loved God more than his life. Number two, he is toward Jerusalem according to Solomon's prophetic prayer. So Daniel is the man of the word. So pray three times. So Daniel, the man of prayer. So here, Daniel is a greater love of God, the man of the word, the man of the prayer. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin, last song. Page 36, number 7.